Thank you, Director. Sorry, I didn't mess up before. Since you have, you're going to be disposing of, it looks like two-thirds of it on-site, and I think you said it's going to be significantly less expensive to dispose it on-site, even though you have to cap it because it's a brownfield. You'll have to cap the toxic on that site.
We actually, this material, we're talking about 50-foot square, this material, even the stuff that's going up there,
it's not on that chart though, is it? That's only the offshore, so we can't even look at the numbers. The numbers for what's going to Rockland Harbor.
That's what's represented.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
That's not harmful? That's considered okay?
Yeah.
Thresholds.
Even the copper?
Yeah.
I have two questions, one related to that. But the first question is, how much would it cost you to take the 5,000, if it's really only 5,000 cubic yards, and take it to North Rock or some other landfill site, as opposed to disposing of it at all in the water? That would be my first question. Well, it would be 10 to 1, right?
Yeah.
So, but since you already going to be disposing of two-thirds of it on-site at a significantly reduced cost, it may still be cost-effective for you to dispose of that in Narshwalk and not impact the bay, if you're lucky enough to have brownfield.